Hello, and welcome to another SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Jeff Kelly, news editor. Imagine trying to build a house without a blueprint. It sounds crazy, but that's essentially what data management pros are doing if they neglect data modeling before embarking on master data management or business intelligence initiatives. A data model, explains Steve Hoberman, author of a recent book on the topic called Data Modeling for the Business, is essentially the underlying architectural diagram that guides any number of data management and other IT projects, from MDM and BI to application development. But data models come in different varieties and play different roles depending on the particular project. To explain how data modeling works and how to use it to full advantage, today we're speaking with Steve, who, in addition to having written several books on the topic, has been teaching data modeling classes since the early 1990s. He has also presented at over 50 international conferences and is a columnist and frequent contributor to industry publications. All right, well, welcome, Steve.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. So in your book, you say that a data model can be thought of as similar to an architectural diagram of a house. How so, and what is the fundamental purpose, really, of a data model?
The fundamental purpose of a data model is communication. It is a great communication tool. Any model is built to communicate something that's ordinarily very complicated. A data model does this for information, and a blueprint for a house does it for the actual house that's built. And similar to an architecture diagram, built for communication and also built to communicate for different types of audiences. So just like for a blueprint, you're building a house, the first blueprint the architect builds for you is going to be something that a homeowner can understand, who's maybe not even trained in reading architectural diagrams to know where the outlets are and so on. Similarly, with a data model, the first type of diagram that's built is something that a business person can understand, doesn't need to know a lot about database design. And then you go through increasing levels of detail to where, like a blueprint for a house, now you could show it to a plumber or an electrician, and they can understand where to put the pipes and electrical wires and so on. And similarly with a data model, you reach a point where it's a database design, and you can show it to developers and DBAs, and they'll know how to build it.
Okay. So in your book, you identify four types of data models. Can you explain what they are and kind of the differences between them and the roles they play?
Yes. So the highest level model is called a very high level model, for lack of a better term, but it seems to categorize what it is. And that is your top 5 or 10 or a dozen concepts that cover your entire business. From that point, you move on to a high-level data model, which is the subject of our book. And that's where you typically have, I like to call it a one-pager diagram. You typically have anywhere from a dozen to 50 to even upwards of 100 or two of the top concepts within your business. And then at your logical level, you can take each of these concepts and add all your data elements and detailed relationships. And then at your physical level, you make it work. How do I take the detailed logical model and make it work for my given tool set?
Well, and you also say in the book that there's some confusion with these names. Can you explain what you meant by that and kind of how do you overcome that confusion?
Yeah, it was actually really interesting. I've co-authored the book with Donner Burbank and Chris Bradley, and we've all had a lot of experience in the field, and we've all called this type of model something different. And I asked people on my distribution list, my monthly newsletter, what they call it, and we had over 25 different names, which was really amazing for this type of model. And I think part of the confusion is that, well, part of the reason there's more than one name is, it's typically called a conceptual data model through the eyes of IT. But the term conceptual kind of turns some people off, and it seems like something that you can't really touch, something kind of fuzzy. So I've been calling it a subject area model. Other people have been calling it a semantic model, a subject model, lots of different names. And I think the reason there's so many names is we keep thinking about what's right for a certain audience. So we decided compromise a bit, but also to come up with a name where we felt the average business person could understand, which would be this high-level data model term.
OK. Okay, so let's get into some of the details. You devote a whole chapter of your book to how data modeling fits in with other data management initiatives. So let's go through some of those. So can you kind of explain the role data modeling plays in regard to master data management, which I know is a hot topic among our readers and listeners?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a very hot topic now. It's funny, though, you know, the concepts behind master data have been around for over 30 years, but right now with a lot of integration going on in our operational systems, you hear it a lot. What role does data modeling play? It actually is involved in two different roles. One is the data model provides a medium for getting some common terminology. So you'll see a box on the model called customer. And for master data, you want to make sure you have one definition for each of these concepts, like customer, and the data model helps you get to that point. So common terminology is a very important reason for doing the data modeling when you're working on a master data management project. And the second is, along with the data model, you typically deliver a mapping document, which tells you where to go to find a lot of these terms in the operational systems. And that's key to a master data management strategy. You want to have a view, a single view, which shows all your information, and also the mapping to show you where to go to get it. So that's how it relates to master data management.
Okay. And another popular topic among our readers and listeners, of course, is business intelligence and data warehousing. How does data modeling kind of affect those two disciplines?
Oh, it definitely plays a very big role. Similar to master data management, the reasons why you're doing modeling, common terminology, mapping, also carry through to business intelligence and data warehousing. In addition, when you're doing data warehousing and business intelligence, the data model also provides a very good scoping tool. So you can look at your model and decide what's going to be in my data mart, what's going to be in my data warehouse, what's not going to be in the data warehouse. So it's an excellent scoping tool as well.
Okay, and finally, what about application development? How does data modeling help there?
The main impact that data modeling has on application development is in helping teams get the big picture. I think that data modeler is one of the few unique roles in IT where you have kind of this conflict between doing something for the project and doing something for the company. And by building a data model of your project, you're thinking about how the data, the relationships, fit in with the whole picture. And therefore, any application development that occurs using a data model is also being developed to help the company as a whole kind of fit in and create eventually a whole enterprise architecture.
Who actually handles data modeling in an organization? Is there usually a, and what do you recommend, is there usually a data modeler role for one person, or is it often data modeling gets taken care of by different people within different groups? How do you recommend kind of segregating those duties?
Okay, so if you asked me that question about 10 years ago, I would say there's definitely a data modeler role. That does all the modeling, from the high-level modeling to the logical to the physical. Nowadays, when we're trying to do so much on a very tight budget, I'm seeing the data modeler role being picked up by developers, by BI report writers, by business people. So what I've been doing in my own mind, to make it clear, is I separate it into three types of analysts: business analyst, functional analyst, and technical analyst. And I see the business analyst as the one responsible for the high-level data model, the functional analyst responsible for the logical, and the technical analyst responsible for the physical.
Mm-hmm. To sum up for our listeners, I mean, can you explain to us what do you really risk if you kind of overlook data modeling or perhaps don't give it the attention it deserves? What negative impacts can it have if you don't put enough attention into it? In other words, what's the real benefit of data modeling to all these different data management initiatives?
If you don't do data modeling, you still might get it right. You still might wind up with a pretty good system. By not doing it, though, what you're making is a lot of assumptions about what the business wants and how the data is organized, and that's where you can get into trouble. So the same kind of analogy, going back to the blueprint, if you were to just start building a house without regard for proper construction, weight balancing, requirements, like what does the homeowner want, you'll probably wind up with a very unusual design. My favorite example, if you ever go to San Diego, there's a hotel on Coronado Island called the Hotel Del Coronado, and it was built completely without architectural plans. They just started building. And if you look, take a really good look at the hotel, which is a marvelous hotel, you'll see windows in strange places and steps, stairs in strange places. So you can kind of see, though it has a lot of charm, the repercussions of not having a model, whether it's a blueprint or a data model.
Okay. So why don't you just tell us a little bit more about the book in terms of where can our listeners get a hold of it?
Oh, great. Okay, sure. Yeah, Data Modeling for the Business. You can find it in any of the large bookstores. You can also buy it right on Amazon.com. It can be bought from my website at SteveHoberman.com. So it's available in a lot of different places.
All right, great. Well, Steve Holbrin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the interview.